Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Long time ago, there was no sun, there was no moon. There were no trees on Earth, no people, no animals. It was a dark and quiet place.
In this dark and quiet time of year in the Northern Hemisphere, and let me tell you, here at the Climate Change Talks in Poland, it gets dark by about 3 in the afternoon. We at Living on Earth are going to take a break from the news and turn to storytelling. So on our holiday special next week, we'll bring you tales with an Eastern flavor, like this one from Tu Jir Zhang, a Hmong American born in Laos and raised in Thailand and Minnesota.
I think stories are empowering. I grew up listening to stories. As a Hmong American growing up here, I would listen to the storytellers that my librarian at school would tell. You know, they'd take their little book and they'd open up and they'll start, "Once upon a time, there was a bear named Tom." And that was storytelling at school. But when I came home, my dad told stories. But he told it Hmong style. And if you know Hmong language, it's a tonal language similar to the Chinese language in that it flows like music. My father told Hmong story in his own way. And he begins, "Long time ago, there was no sun, there was no moon. There were no trees on earth, no people, no animals. It was a dark and quiet place. And from this little crack in the mountain, this man came out." And that was a typical Hmong story, folktale about the beginning of the world. And most Hmong families in the United States will have a story of crossing the Mekong River. It's our story of the Trail of Tears, and it's our story of the Underground Railroad or the internment camps. The Mekong River separates Laos from Thailand, and it's a very symbolic place in the history of our people, of Hmong Americans, because after the communist takeover of Southeast Asia, of Laos, there was a secret document circulating in the new communist government saying, "Annihilate and kill the Hmong in revenge for helping the Americans." So thus began the exodus of Hmong people leaving Laos. We made our escape crossing the river in September of 1975. My father had this plan to get us closer to the border, and we had heard about families who made it across the river. We heard about those who died trying because we knew soldiers were up and down the banks of the river waiting to shoot people who tried to leave. But we also knew that to survive, we had to risk it because there were some refugee camps along the Thai border set up specifically to help Hmong refugees who didn't make it across. So my father had secretly arranged for some Laotian fishermen who had a boat and access to the river, who knew certain parts of the river were not patrolled as heavily as others. They came to meet us by the banks of the river at 1 o'clock in the morning, and my father had paid them some money like he promised. So my family got on board. They took us across. And in my mother's words, she said it was a raining season. There was some lightning, thunderstorm. The boat was literally just inches away from overfilling with water. And she said the whole time she just prayed to our ancestors for them to watch over us and to guide us and to protect us.
Stories from the Mekong River, Japanese-American internment camps, and Long Beach, California. Next week on Living on Earth's Holiday Special. Be sure to join us.